Live. Take control of the airwaves here, should you like. The toll-free number is 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Julia.
And we're going to continue with your phone calls. Also coming up, do kinky people have better mental health than everyone else? Well, somebody says they do. We'll get to the details on that. Plus, the meter maids. The meter maids. They're a little bit different than you might be thinking. These ones are actually pretty attractive. I'll tell you more about them. They're from the Gold Coast of Australia, and they're under threat. But maybe we'll get to that, but your calls come first here. We've got the pizza guy on the line here from Fargo, North Dakota. And pizza guy, you're pitching us on this Rand Paul guy, trying to tell us why it is that that you're excited about him or you support him or whatever. And my question is, what good is this guy? I mean, if he's not out there talking about liberty, then why should anyone who cares about freedom be excited by him?
Yeah, and I agree. He's a terrible teacher. But this is what he does that's amazing, and this is the perspective you need to see. When he... as a quote-unquote leader of the Republicans, gets on national television and espouses an opinion which makes the Democrats, in relation to him, look tougher on marijuana than him, that is a good thing. See, politics is a game of pitting people in awkward positions where they have no other choice but to go, oh, no, I'm a different way than what they wanted to go. That's exactly what politics is, and it's an ugly, distasteful, evil, terrible thing. And that's exactly what Rand Paul is, an ugly, evil, terrible, distasteful thing, but he's doing it for the side of good. This is actually the powers of evil being...
But he voted for sanctions against Iran.
He had to. Because
I don't think anyone has to do those things.
See, the thing is,
if
there was like if there's a politician advocating a lot of the pro-liberty things that Rand Paul advocates that was surprising, if he wasn't Ron Paul's son, then I would say, oh, good job on this issue. But because he's Ron Paul's son,
he should know better.
He's kind of doomed in a sense that libertarians who were big advocates of Ron Paul, they're going to look at Rand Paul and say he's just not his dad. And because, you know, unfortunately, it's not his fault that he's related to Ron Paul, but I hold the spawn of Ron Paul to a higher standard. I don't know. I just would hope that because they are raised by such a principled man that they would know better, like Ian said.
But when he does something like vote for a sanction on Iran, I assure you, he is not the tie-breaking vote there, right? He would be alone in voting against those sanctions.
So what? That's what Ron Paul did for years in Congress.
Ron Paul was correct and a great teacher, but Rand Paul is a politician. And so if you want a good teacher, Ron Paul did a great job, and I love Ron Paul. Justin Amash is out there doing a great job teaching. But as far as in the Senate, I mean, there's never been anybody in the Senate as powerful as this who's getting on national stage making Democrats, not Republicans, making Democrats look strong on marijuana, whereas he's saying, oh, let's stop putting them in jail. I mean, hello, he's saying...
Did he say that, or did he say he supports lessened penalties?
He said... do not put them in jail. He said a lot of things, and he's a politician, but he never said they should be in jail, and he did say they should not be in jail. And that's the subtlety of it is because the Republican leadership, which he is now saying, let's not put marijuana criminals in jail. He can't just come out and say it shouldn't be a crime anymore. That's the true thing. That's the Ron Paul thing to do. But politically, it's suicide. And I understand how that's distasteful for you. It's distasteful for me.
Okay. Yeah, I get you, man. I understand. I'll give Rand Paul that he's better than the average bear as far as Republicans go, but that ain't saying much. I mean, it's nothing that I can get excited about. You know, if you want me to get excited about somebody, give them have a consistent, principled message that can really rile people up and get people jazzed up. I don't expect, I mean, maybe I'll be totally wrong about this, but I don't expect that come 2016, if he decides to run for president, that he's going to make near the splash that his dad did.
He's the half Cylon, half human hybrid that begins the process of the change. Yes, you hate the sidelines.
Brother, if you think change is coming to D.C., you got another thing coming, pizza guy. I mean, if you think D.C. is going to change in any way that's in any way significant towards more freedom, I'm sorry. I don't believe it for a moment. And I don't think it's going to be Rand Paul or whatever it is that, you know, whoever it is that comes after him. I mean, this is before, in the next 20 years, D.C. might not even exist.
I have a problem with your Cylon analogy because this is, are you referencing Battlestar Galactica?
I am. I just finished watching it under your guys' recommendation.
Okay, I haven't finished it, so don't spoil
it. Oh, you haven't finished it yet.
Not yet, but I have a problem with that because the thing is, Cylons are Cylons not by choice. They're just that way by birth, if you want to call it birth. That's just how they are. But being a politician is something you do by choice. You don't, you know, using force against others is something you do. And in Battlestar Galactica, the humans use force and the Cylons use force to get their way. They're both flawed. It's not really a good analogy in that sense. And I don't think I want a hybrid of the state and voluntary ways. I want to eliminate the coercive ways. And it's not like I want to. It doesn't work as an analogy because it would imply that I just want to rid the world of Cylons. They're not Cylons. They're all humans choosing to act coercively. And I think that they should just stop doing that.
Not all Cylons have control. Sometimes they get taken over. Sometimes you become a conduit for a bigger cause. And that's exactly what politicians are. If you think that the politician has any power themselves, they don't. They're conduits. Things are driven through them. It's all part of a system. They're not real individuals. If it wasn't politician A, it would be politician B. And if he doesn't play ball, then the other person will come in. And that's the thing, is that Rand Paul doesn't have any real power himself other than to sway the currents. And he's the only politician I've ever seen that actually swayed those currents in a liberty-positive direction.
Well, let me know when the federal government legalizes marijuana, and then if we can pat Rand Paul on the back for that, I'll be happy to do it. But I don't expect to see any change like that anytime soon. Maybe I'm wrong about that, and I hope to be proven wrong. Pizza Guy, anything else you want to share?
I love Battlestar Galactica.
That was great. I really enjoyed it. I know a lot of people were disappointed by the ending, but I wasn't.
You know what I don't like about Battlestar Galactica? Well, I like it in that I think they bring up some interesting issues, but it seems like he said, the characters, not just the Cylons, but the humans too, or it's like acting in one's self-interest is considered bad. That ever, you know, if I was on the Battlestar Galactica and I was like, I'm doing this because I think it's best for me, they would call me selfish and a traitor. I have to do everything for the fleet.
It's definitely not a libertarian show.
Libertarians, yep. Exactly.
Thanks, Pizza Dude. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Battlestar Galactica, of course, we're talking about the newer version of it. I can't say I have seen the original one, but I've heard that one was good, too. 855-450-FREE is...
Oh, it doesn't have the hot robot lady, so I don't want to watch it.
She's talking about the number six.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is she's not even the kind of attractive that I would really find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
She's blonde, brunettes are more my type.
Did she change her hair color, though, later in the show?
I don't remember. But just that first scene where she walks out and she's in that red dress and mm-hmm. she's, you know what I mean, and you find out that she's a robot, she makes out with the guy and then announces that she's a robot. That just sticks with me, and I just love her.
Kinky people. According to io9.com, they claim they've got better mental health than everyone else. People who engage in kinky sexual practices involving such things as bondage and sadomasochism may actually be more mentally healthy than those who don't, according to a new study. So what are you waiting for, asks io9's Joseph Bennington Castro. It's time to break out those whips and handcuffs. BDSM is an umbrella term that mainly bridges bondage and discipline, that is B&D, with sadism and masochism, S&M. The BDSM culture, however, doesn't limit itself to these things and often includes rubber lovers, fetishists, and other types of people.
What is discipline?
Well, I suppose we can talk about that.
I will discipline you.
Yes.
Well, is that not similar to bondage?
You've been a bad girl.
Spankings, perhaps, would be discipline. You've been a bad girl. Here's your punishment. You're going to get chained to the bed. who knows what will happen to you while you're chained to the bed. 855-450-FREE. And they're saying this is good for mental health. We'll talk about why here
in a few
moments.
I'm already blushing.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone who might, for instance, want to tune into our streams. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Streams are free, of course. as a good talk show website should be. So again, enjoy it. m.freetalklive.com. Another great website, schoolsucksproject.com. It's a podcast. It's a call-in show, a YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, as well as better communication strategies. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com, make your user account, and follow their show on Twitter. School Sucks Show is their Twitter handle, and you can subscribe to them on YouTube to the School Sucks podcast channel. schoolsucksproject.com is the site. We'll continue here more about kinks. According to the story at io9.com, they're looking at the BDSM culture and saying that apparently people that are into kinks are more mentally stable than everyone else. According to this story here, interestingly, BDSM is listed in the latest edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which is often called the Psychiatrist's Bible. The manual does not list BDSM as a disorder and instead refers to the practice as paraphilia or unusual sexual fixation. Either way, studies have failed to link BDSM and other kinks with psychological problems, so some psychiatrists see the manual's inclusion of the practices as a bit stigmatizing, according to Live Science.
Oh, that manual has so much crap in it anyway. Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. They create new things for it every week.
Yeah, they basically want to come up with some disease or disorder.
So they can sell you a pill for it.
To title any kind of behavior. In the new study published recently in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, researchers had 902 BDSM and 434 non-BDSM, or vanilla, participants fill out questionnaires. They didn't tell the participants the true purpose of the surveys, which asked numerous questions about their personality, sensitivity to rejection, style of attachment in relationships, and overall well-being. Perhaps unsurprisingly, BDSM practitioners who often played the dominant role in their sexual acts scored highest across the board compared with submissives and switches, that is, people who go between dominant and submissive roles. But even the submissives, who scored lowest out of those three groups, still frequently scored higher than vanilla participants on the mental health surveys and never scored lower. New results revealed that on a basic level, according to Live Science, BDSM practitioners don't appear to be more troubled than the general population. They were more extroverted, more open to new experiences, and more conscientious than vanilla participants. They were also less neurotic, a personality trait marked by anxiety. BDSM aficionados also scored lower than the general public on rejection sensitivity, a measure of how paranoid people are about others disliking them. People in the BDSM scene reported higher levels of well-being in the past 2 weeks than the people outside of it, and they reported more secure feelings of attachment in their relationships, according to the researchers.
So, do you think this is a causal relationship?
Or is it just that more healthy people are more likely to want to dominate their partner?
I think that if you're somebody who is comfortable coming out with that, right, you've probably gone through a process of acceptance, you know, and dealt with rejection before. Mm-hmm. So if you're somebody who's very open and very comfortable with that, you would be more likely to be maybe mentally healthy than somebody who, let's say, is repressing something.
But
I don't think that it's fair to just say if you like BDSM or then you're healthy, and if you don't, you're not. You know, I don't think that's what the article is suggesting.
Yeah, that would be oversimplifying things for sure. According to the story here, the researchers aren't sure yet why people who are into BDSM appear to be more psychologically healthy than the rest of the population, but suggest it may have to do with being more aware of their sexual needs and desires, leading to less overall frustration in their physical and emotional relationships. So we'll post that up on our website, or not the website, but the Facebook page. You can dig in to the study itself.
It sounded to me like they're implying that more people are actually into dominating or being dominated that just don't practice it. Maybe they're not open with their partners, or maybe they don't have a partner to practice with. And that's sort of like the correlation there, is they're just not like mentally healthy and that they're not allowing themselves to be open about that desire.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, given the level of sexual repression, I think that is pretty prolific throughout the American culture due to its puritanical past. And a lot of that puritanism still survives to this day. you know, it's a lot of people are definitely kind of in the closet and, you know, unsure of what they want or uncertain of how to communicate to their partner the things that they're interested in, worried about, you know, what someone will think of them for revealing such information. And that could, you know, repressing those sorts of things could lead to unhealthy behavior.
I wonder how adult baby diaper lovers fare on this scale.
Well, it's also interesting that they found a difference between people who are dominant and submissive. They found that, you know, the dominant people are more more mentally healthy than the submissives.
Which I don't know what I think of that, because I kind of question how they're measuring mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have an inkling that females are going to tend to be on the submissive side of that. Have a problem with me saying that?
I don't know. I guess, you know, it just depends.
I'm just basing that on, like, I don't know. I have this feeling that there's, like, biological reasons why women might prefer a submissive role.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm basing it on talking to women and how I'm just used to women saying, yeah, I like the submissive stuff.
Hmm.
And I don't know. It would make sense to me. Not trying to be sexist, but it just seems like that's sort of how it would be more common for that to be the case. So I wonder how they're measuring mental health.
Yeah.
Like, are they saying, how many times do you cry in a year? You know, obviously, women are probably crying than men.
Yeah, and, you know, we are only talking about several hundred survey participants here, too.
I'd like to know what specifically the definition of vanilla is in their eyes, because to me it seems like...
Someone who's not into BDSM?
I guess, but to me it seems like there's a scale... You know what I mean? There's kind of this wide variety of, like, when I think of vanilla, I think of, like, missionary only and somebody who doesn't like any variety at all, but I guess that's not really the definition.
Yeah, good question. So how vanilla is vanilla in
right.
this particular
case? Right, so can
case?
I be like chocolate vanilla swirl, or, you know, do I have to, am I just vanilla? I don't know the answer to that. I'd love to know how they judged that, because I can think of people who I feel are a lot more sexually boring than I am, but I'm not into whips and chains.
Well, there are some people who might have... who might be turned on by that kind of thing, but not want to practice it. Like, they might not be comfortable being tied up, but they might be into the fantasy of that.
Like a secret fantasy?
Or an open fantasy. Yeah. You know, they might like that kind of... You know, like a lot of people like certain kinds of pornography, which they don't actually want to practice in real life. And I think some people kind of get confused about that and think, if something's your fantasy, then you should make that reality. And a lot of times... It's necessarily, the brain is complicated, not always.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. And then again, you know, you've got the guys that put their scrotum in a vice. And, I mean, is that mentally healthy? I don't know, it doesn't seem very healthy to me. It seems kind of dangerous. Or put a prince's wand in their urethra or whatever. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Tees at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces the door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net, spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam, and it's all there free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Now, emergencies happen, and it's unfortunate when they do, and hopefully we'll live through them, but you never know when the emergency is going to strike. You can, however, count on something emergency-like coming to your life at some point. That seems to be a guarantee. So why not be prepared? Why not have some emergency food on hand just in case? You can go to food.freetalklive.com and get yourself hooked up with the Legacy Premium brand. It's good quality stuff, 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food that lasts for 25 years on the, you know, in the right storage conditions. And it costs you less than a buck. It can cost you less than $1.50 per meal. Now, that's on average half of the cost of the competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com. You'll find a handy chart that compares the Legacy Premium brand to the other options out there. You'll find out that they have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, and also vegetarian and gluten-free options of the best in price, storability, and taste, and free shipping on all orders. Plus, if you use code FTL, you'll get a 5% discount from what I understand. Food.freetalklive.com is the place to go. That's food.freetalklive.com. Ryan is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Julia.
How y'all doing today?
Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind tonight?
I have a story. I've only had one radio host back in January that actually interviewed me about what nightmare me and my family's been going through.
Oh, boy. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Ulster County, New York, has been doing nothing but harassing our family for almost a year. I haven't seen my children in almost a year. And I've got audio recordings, documentation, everything of their criminal acts. And they know this. That's why they are harassing me.
Now, is this a custody issue? Is that why your children are being taken
no.
from you?
No. Me and my wife do not want to be separated. We're happily married. We've been July 10th will be 2 years.
Okay.
And New York forced us apart.
Really?
It is a political hot button issue.
Well, tell me more. I mean, how did the city or the county or whoever it is or the state force you and your wife apart, and how did your kids end up getting taken?
Well, Doug Hagman on the Hagman and Hagman Report, he interviewed me back in January. January 23rd was when he posted the interview, if you so choose to go listen to it to get the facts. But
well, I don't have time really to go and listen to another interview. I mean, I'm asking you right now for the rundown.
What happened is 17 years ago, I was wrongfully convicted, and I am a registered sex offender. We now finally have the proof because of what New York did. My dad's trying to find an attorney to take the case to get my conviction overturned, and he's not having any luck in North Carolina. But just for simply moving into New York, September 2nd, 2011, June 12th of last year, DSS came after my kids. Not because of us committing a crime or anything.
Wow. They were given the heads up by North Carolina that you had moved there?
No,
is that what happened?
No. They said an anonymous call, which is an actual violation of a federal court law, case law, that an anonymous call, you can't even investigate a family. Okay.
But they did anyway. So somebody called
they
on you saying
anyway.
You were a sex offender?
Saying I live there.
Mm-hmm.
They came to our house, verified I was there, and was going to take our children. Okay, I work hard every day to provide for my kids. My wife is a stay-at-home mom. I've been out of prison going on 11 years. I haven't even had as much as a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the rules everywhere I've been. And we are not able to get anybody to touch this story. My own public defender admitted that the neglect petition against my wife was illegal, but he can't do anything about it because they won't let him, and I've got that recorded.
So just to clarify, you moved up from North Carolina. Somebody snitched you out. The New York State people came after you and your family. What was their reason for taking your kids from you?
Well, luckily they didn't get them because I took my wife and kids to Pennsylvania, but they're trying to say just my mere presence in the house was enough to get neglect.
Now, I thought you said you hadn't seen your kids in 2 years or something like that. Did I misunderstand?
No, I haven't seen them. I haven't seen them in a year. This has been going on. June 12th will be a year.
So what? Okay, you said you took them down to Pennsylvania to get away from this, but that didn't work. How is it that? How is it you haven't seen your kids, I guess?
Because they put an order of protection against me. No contact whatsoever.
They meaning the state of New York or Pennsylvania?
Yes.
So your wife has your kids?
Yeah, my wife has the kids. I took her to her mom and dad's where that way New York wouldn't get the kids.
Mm.
Because I know what the game is. I know how these people operate. The judge is allowing them to harass my family. I mean, through contempt process, when we never get a judge's order in writing on nothing, they just found out today that there's an order to show cause filed against my wife, which is part of the contempt process. And I'm like, for what? We've not had a judge's order saying anything. The judge actually ruled against us on the neglect about a month and a half ago. And this is what he told my wife, that a prudent mother would not do what she did, which was had unprotected sex, conceived a child, and allowed me in the house and married me.
Right, because the suggestion is that, first of all, you said you were wrongfully convicted in the first place, and obviously we don't know all the details on that, but even if you weren't wrongfully convicted, people can change, I believe, that over time
human beings
inevitably change, and the suggestion by this legal system is that once you're a criminal, you're always a bad guy for the rest of your life, and they seem like they really want to put people in that role and do the best they can to keep them there by, like, with a lot of sex offenders in a lot of states, keeping them away from basically any manner of civilization. In certain places, you can't go within X amount of feet of a church or a school or a park, and that basically means you can't, you can live in like one trailer park on the outskirts of town where all the other sex offenders live, as though that's going to be a real healthy environment for anyone. So just to clarify, your wife, you moved her into her parents' house with your kids, but you're still enjoined from actually contacting them.
Yes.
Man, that's terrible.
I missed my little girl's 3-year-old birthday, the 23rd.
Oh.
And they're living in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. June 12th of last year when the DSS caseworker, and I don't have a problem mentioning her name if y'all don't care.
Well, no, it's okay. Look, how can they prevent you from doing anything in a different state? Does Pennsylvania have some kind of reciprocity with them?
No, Pennsylvania doesn't want to get involved because Pennsylvania has said, what are y'all doing? This guy's been out of prison for so long and not
had any
problems.
I don't understand. Why can't you just go down to Pennsylvania and see your kids then?
Because the order of protection says if I cross state lines and see my kids, it's a federal charge.
Wow.
Man, that's crazy.
Feds won't care about their criminal activity. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to find somebody to help us with this, on getting this into the media, because they're trying everything to take our children from us.
Do you remember that Obama speech where he talks about people having the courage to raise their kids? It's like he does nothing for situations like this where you actually want to be there for your kids. You want to help out, but you're not legally allowed to.
Ryan, if you want to throw out an email address or something, maybe someone can get in touch with you. But honestly, I don't know what to tell you. It's a terrible story.
Brian, that's brian.v.robertson@outlook.com.
All right, and maybe you could post on our Facebook page, and somebody might see that there, too. Good luck. Keep us in the loop with what happens. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced, and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. If you like the show and you would like to help us out a little bit, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. We will take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations all around the country, bringing new listeners on board online as well, and thereby spreading the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to the phones and continue with your calls and thoughts. Tom is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Julia.
Hey, Ian. Hello, Allie and Julia.
Hey, Tom.
I've called you guys before. Been listening to you guys for quite a while. You may remember me. I'm friends out here with Kurt. And I have an interesting question. I try to live my life with asking questions to get answers to. And we have a dilemma here on our street. I'm living in a normal American neighborhood here in this city. And, you know, we've got a decent street here. We don't have a whole lot of crime on this street. The city that we're in it's okay. It's not the best, you know, it's not perfect or anything, but it's okay. Now, we have a couple across the street that is in their 60s, the mother, father, and they're fairly nice. We get along. You know, when I say we, my neighbor and I on my one side, who I refer to as dad, I love the guy, totally like-minded. We're aware that they have a couple of daughters that are drug addicts. And one of them is living here now. From what I understand, one of the other neighbors who's a bit gossipy, but she's cool. She is in her early 30s, a little child, very cool people. She cooks some food for us once in a while, and she's known them a long time. And actually, one of the daughters got a hold of her bank account information and robbed money out of her bank account.
Oh, man.
The parents paid back so that she wouldn't go to the police. So I'm giving you a lowdown here of the two daughters.
Yep.
Now, the younger daughter's back, and she's living there, and now this is a boyfriend living with her. They've got a broken-down old car. They never leave the house. This neighbor who I'm telling you is cool that goes over there that is sort of friends with them because they paid her back is telling us, you know, they sit up there all day long and smoke crack and whatever else they're doing up there, and they just do drugs continuously. Now, we're starting to see, and they look pretty rough. When you see the girl come out, it's, you know, it's looking pretty rough. Now we're starting to notice, my dad next door here and I are starting to notice cars pulling up, stopping, her coming out with something in her hand that looks like a book or whatever. She jumps in her car. She's in there a little while later. She gets out. They take off. Now, we're sitting here looking at this saying, okay, you know, this person that I'm speaking of has prison experience and understands that, my dad, I'm saying, understands the gist of the mentality of people like this, and so do I. I'm not street dumb. And when they watch our houses and they see our routines, and it's easy to figure out when we're not around, we just don't want to get robbed, mugged, who knows what.
Sure.
We don't want to call the police. We are both total anti-cops or anything to do with any state whatsoever. And I came up with an idea today that he actually thought was a good idea, and so did Kurt, and I'm not going to say it. I would like to know what your opinion would be, and there's more to this, but I first want to stay with this. What would you do? How do we deal with this without going to the police? What do we do?
Well, okay, so you've had an experience where they've robbed someone before, right? But wasn't just the mom in the house? It's not like they've gone and broken into anyone's house before,
that
right?
That you know of.
That you know of.
No. Yeah, no, there's right, exactly. And again, they may not do it. But you know how it is. It's like this gentleman that I'm telling you about, he said, listen, for a certain percentage, I've got information where there's nobody's home. You know, that kind of stuff goes on all the time. So if they break in here and they steal from us, it might not be them directly across the street. It might be their friends because they're going to be hard up for money, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
So what or who knows what could happen with this? I mean, you know, when you start getting these kind of people coming around your neighborhood, and again, I'm not anti-drug whatsoever. You could do whatever you want with your body. I don't care.
But you're right. I mean, it's a realistic concern that drug addicts, crackheads, or whatever it is they're on, meth head, they're going to probably steal at some point, unless they're really independently wealthy, are probably going to take things from people, in a lot of cases, people they care about, not just total strangers, right, but people they care about. And so it's a legitimate concern. The question is, how do you address this? Now,
are anyone in your house allergic to dogs?
Well, my dad has a dog. That's what I'm
saying. Well, I feel like crackheads are not going to deal with some big, angry dog.
This is what he's worrying about. He goes out of town a lot. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, older, he's retired. And he goes out of town, and I watch his house, he watches mine. But, you know, there's only so much I can do.
Sure.
And the one girl across the street who is cool, the one that said cooks the food and who got robbed, basically, she's always on the eye. But the bottom line is, if somebody's not looking, and he's out of town and whatever, and your house gets robbed, now what? You know? You don't know who did it. I understand that, but
that's one of the things. You know, I mean, obviously, if your house gets robbed, then anything that you can do to identify the perps is good. So a security system probably isn't a terrible idea.
Right.
You know, I guess it just depends on how much money you want to dump into it, right? So you can put a bunch of money in and get some cameras. You can get fancier locks because, you know, there's like the newer locks that have codes rather than a key, because a lot of keyed locks can easily be bumped and easily entered. So, of course, anybody who's determined enough and professional enough is going to get in if that's what they want to do. I mean, if it comes down to it, they'll smash a window. So, I mean, just, you know, how desperate they are for to make the robbery is a factor, and what they're willing to do in order to pull that off is a factor, and, you know, how much money you want to spend in order to try to identify these people. And of course, the last thing you want to do is spend thousands of dollars on a camera system only to get really bad, grainy footage that is next to useless of something actually happening. What about the parents of these people? I mean, you said they're in their 60s.
Yep.
What is the relationship that you or your dad has with them?
Well, it's actually fairly good. Actually, they talk to us. When I moved into this neighborhood, I've been living here for 2.5 years. And I had an incident where a cat attacked me, and it was a neighbor's cat down the street, yada, yada. And I went up and down the street, and I introduced myself to every single person on this street. We live on a street with maybe, I want to say, total, I'm guessing, 35 houses. And I walked up and down the street, and because of the incident that happened, and the police are there and all, and I tried to avoid that. But anyway, I kind of apologized. I met all my neighbors. And so I met them during that time, and ever since we've got along fine. My dad has a decent relationship with them. They're older, like I said, in their 60s. They cut the one lady's grass on the one side, blah, blah, blah.
Because it sounds to me like they're enabling this behavior. I mean, it sounds to me like they're probably letting them live there for free. So all the money that they earn from any job they might have, or in this case, selling crack, whatever it is they're doing, they're just rolling right back in and snorting it or smoking it or whatever. And that's just the life they're living. And it sounds like it's being enabled by the parents. Has that been addressed with them at all in any conversation?
No, and this is, I love this. Ian, you totally took me by surprise. I made a prediction of what you would say, and it's not what you're saying, and it's you're going in exactly the direction that both my dad and I came up with. I came up with it. He thought it was a great idea. Is go speak to the parents. Sit down with them.
What did you expect me to say?
Well, actually, I don't take this wrong, but I know you, and I know that, and I'm totally in support of the moving to New Hampshire, but I was convinced you're going to say, well, move. And in a way, I took the devil's advocate side of that to my dad because I said, in a way, he's right.
Yeah, but you just might end up next door to another drug addict. So, I mean, you never know where you're going to end up.
I actually think that – I was just going to say, I think that these drug addicts that you're talking about, if they really are drug addicts, then they're probably more likely, which is – I don't know if this is particular – if this is sadder than them robbing a stranger, but they're probably more likely to take advantage of their parents than they are to take advantage of a neighbor who they have no idea if they have a dog or a security system. They know their parents better. The parents are much more easy to manipulate emotionally, at least. So you're probably safe as long as they have that source of income.
No, both parents, they don't. Let me put it to you this way. They almost lost their house. They don't have the money. So that's what I'm saying. Oh. They're going to be hard up for money. These people that are driving around, they're going to say, hey, you know what? We see these two guys over here. We know their schedule. That's what we're worried about. But my point is, let me just jump back. When Ian said... You said that, you know, invest in the security and all that, and that's what I said. I said, and this was my argument of moving. Are you going to spend all this money on a security system and all this aggravation and then maybe even get killed? What's cheaper, moving or doing all that, you know? Mm. So I was expecting you to say move. I'm really surprised, and that is our thought. We want to sit down with the two parents and say, listen, we know what's going on. We don't want to say, hey, we're going to go. We don't want to make any threats, nothing. We just know what's going on, and this has got to stop. And just leave it at that and see what happens.
I don't know if anything good's going to come out of it, but it can't hurt to open some lines of communication, ask if there's anything you can do to help, come at it from a place of compassion. And let us know how it goes, Tom. I appreciate it. Good luck.
One more really important.
All right, stand by. We'll bring you back. More coming up. Free Talk.
Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.